Gary, you've come through a couple of tough games against Owen Rua and Namaha, then in the semi-final. Character building run through to this provincial final?
That would be surely two real good tough tests for us, like, so that's really what you want, isn't it, in the way to a final, because if you get through an one-sided game, you're not going to learn much from it. So two real good battles for us, so hopefully sets us up well for the final.
And you went in well, battle hard, and I think you went extra time in the Donegal final against Burt as well.
We did, but you know, that was at the end of July, so there were something like 14 weeks between the Burt game, the end of July, and the Dungannon game at the, when would it have been there, end of October, wasn't it? Or, no, it was early November. So, you know, although the Burt game, I was a real good battle for us as well, and we came through extra time, but that sort of, we'd probably lost that bit of momentum with Gellert coming through Donegal, you know, and with a big gap. Like.
You're coming up now in the final against an Antrim club, of course, and we know what Antrim do in hurling at all levels, so it's going to be a very tough task for you.
Oh, it will be, surely. Look, Antrim teams are probably, you know, they're the benchmark for the rest of Ulster, I suppose, over the last 30 or 40 years, so we're under no illusions, it's going to be a big task for us, but you know, we've trained hard for it, we're hopefully ready for it, you know.
You have a few handy hurlers now, and you've score takers, the likes of Declan Coulter, you're always worth a few points for you. So, I mean, you'll want to get the ball into their hands as much as possible now and at the weekend.
Oh, of course, I have three or four very good forwards there playing county level, you know, so hopefully it's just, hopefully three or four of them perform on the day, you know, and we'll not be far away, like, but equally, you know, we've read a wee bit up about Glenarm, and they had been the same boat. They have three or four very good forwards there as well, so I'll take a bit of watching. So no, I think it'll be a real good game on Sunday now.
What do you feel you need to improve on that maybe you've fallen down in the last couple of games?
Probably, like, we've conceded heavy enough in the last two games, which we wouldn't be happy about. Like, alone they might have, we're still a decent team, but we conceded 1-16 there last on the semi-final, you know, so we probably wouldn't be happy with some of the scores we're conceding. But you know, a lot of my scores probably, you know, watch the video back, came from mistakes that we made rather than them even creating the scores. So that's something we really want to be tightening up on, you know, giving away. It's hard enough to get your own scores, but when you're being turned over and to give away scores to the other team, that's you're not making it easy for yourself. So that's something that we're definitely trying to work on.
You won this competition, I think, back in 2017. Right. So you have a lot of boys who've experience at this level, and that'll stand to them, of course, in this game.
Funny enough, even though it's only 5 years ago, I think there's only six of starting 15 from 17 that'll be starting this week, like, or and contention are starting anyway. So even there's a few boys there I have a big experience, but there's still a lot of new heads, a lot of young fellas have come through in the meantime. So that's good. It's good to have the experience, but there's plenty of young lads there too going to be in their first final. So a mixture of both, you know.
And I suppose the excitement within the club and within the community is growing ahead of this big game.
Oh, it is, surely. Yeah. We sort of players managing to try and stay away from that end of things. Like, but no, there's a big buzz for the supporters there around the wee village at the minute.
To beat Owen Rua of Dungannon, who play normally in the intermediate championship, I mean, that would have been a big morale booster for you.
It was, look, but I think you have to put things in perspective too. You know, we're in Dungannon here tonight, like, but you know, the loss they had this year with Damien Casey, you know, and I think, I don't know an awful lot about how their season in Tyrone went, but it seems to have a big effect on them and maybe knocked them back a bit, you know. And so I would say, to be fair to Dungannon, they probably aren't playing at the level that they have been his last couple of years, but nonetheless, it was still a big task for us. They definitely didn't just come down to make up the numbers that day. They were there to win it as well, as much as we were, and it was a real good battle, like, and we just probably got the scores the right time the second half and got ahead of them, but that game really could have went either way, you know.
Donegal, of course, is primarily a football county. All the big stories are about football. The naming of a new manager, Paddy Carr, recently, and then the latest big story, Michael Murphy's stepping down. You're in the shadow, of course, of the football. So, I mean, it's tough going to keep the hurling going and to keep the interest going in it.
Oh, absolutely. Look, it's no different to Tyrone here, I suppose. Like, you're an account of 40 odd football clubs and six or seven clubs keeping hurling going, so which that's what anybody involved in hurling in the weaker counties, they're not on it for the glory, you're on it for the love of the game, and that's sort of what you come to expect, you know.